All right, back to the beginning of the third parak. Lulav gazel yavish pasul. Lulav that is stolen or dried out is pasul. Just interesting, Rashi to point out, and this is the Ian, so I'm a little holding a little better than I usually am. But Rashi comes over here. But yavish, the reason why you need yavish or you can be yavish is because it's actually an aveyu. You think it's because it says priya tzadar, but that's not what it says. It's aveyu, which is just an interesting aura. Why does Rashi go to that pasuk instead of the pasuk of priya tzadar? Just aura. Shel sherev shel yinadachas pasul. A tree that is an asherah tree, which is a tree that is a that was used in some form of avodah zara, or Irinadachas, which is a city that a wayward city that most of the city, a large portion of the city, was engaged in avodah zara, and both of them have to be burned. Rashi points out over here that because they have to be burned, they're lacking in the shear. We'll see in a minute what the shear size is of a lulav, but since they have to be burned, they like to burn already. They're lacking in that shear. Puzzle. Niktam rosho nifr to a love puzzle. Niktam rosho, which means the top is cut off. Rashi will tell you niktam rosho means it's a lack of hadar. Others suggest the problem is you're missing part of the lulav. It's not considered lulav anymore. But Rashi points over here, it's not hadar. Niktam Rosho is not allowed for that reason. Nifr to a love, again, very strange Rashi, because you would think nifr to a love, all the leaves fell out. You would assume it's just not a lulav anymore. But Rashi, once again, seems to suggest over here that it's not hadar. Why is that not hadar? It's not a lulav. You're missing every leaf. It's like saying there's like a tree with no leaves and no branches and everything like that. You know, it's not pretty. It's not a tree anymore. It lost its tree status. It doesn't have the lulav requirements. It's missing all its leaves. But still, Rashi sticks it to being a problem of hadar. Rav Soloveitchik actually is very interested in this. Not for now, but just something I saw while I was giving a shiur over. But nifr du alav kasher. Nifr du alav means the leaves were spread out. They're still attached to the stem at the bottom. Even if it's spread out, it's still kosher. Rav Yehuda Omer, Yagdelim Malah. Yehuda says it's kosher, but only if you must tie it towards the top. You have to keep it bound together. Tinyar Barzal Ksheros, if you have this lulav tree, that was a very unique type of lulav tree where it grew very short branches, but each branch got to the beginning of the next branch. There was never a bald spot in the lulav. The branches all met each other, but usually our lulav we have nowadays, each leaf goes all the way up to the whole way of the lulav. These trees were very, like, little bit at a time, but there was never a bald spot where one leaf left off, the other leaf already had begun, or was beginning at that point in time. That's still Ksheros. And finally, the Mishnah goes on to discuss what the sheer lulav is. Lulav Yeshesh Bo Shlosha Tvachim. Kosher. Lulav that has three tefachim, in order to be able to shake it, is kosher. Rashi points out, the Gemara, I don't say the same thing as well, that you have to actually have four tefachim for the lulav. Hadas and Ravos are all three tefachim. Lulav must be actually three tefachim plus ability to shake it, which means four tefachim. Okay, that's just the outside, I mean the inside, so we say outside one more time. We have Gazel and Yavish are possible from Hadar. Asher Irinidachas are possible because they don't have the right amount because you have to burn them. Niklam Rosh and Nifr to a love, according to Rashi, which means the top was cut off and the leaves fell off completely, and you put it back on only with a branch, but it's not really connected. Our pasul according to Rashi because of hadar. Nifr to a love, as long as it's still connected but it's spread out, it's kosher. Yehuda says you must tie it to the top. You have the little leaves of a lulav called Tzinir Har Barzel. It's still kosher as long as each leaf meets the next one, and the shear of a lulav is four tefachim, three tefachim, and in order to shake beyond that. Says the Gemara, Kapasul Kvatani, it is stated and taught, which means, according to Rashi, what the explains means is that it said just the word puzzle. It just says it's puzzle. Plainly puzzle. So if it says only puzzle, what do I assume? There's no differentiation for when it's what they were talking about. Lo shav yotar rishon, lo shav yotar shein. Doesn't matter the first day of Yontif or the other days of Yontif. So now let's go analyze each part. Mishlama Yavish. I understand why Yavish wouldn't matter at all. Hadar ba'ina v'leka. Because the rule is it has to be beautiful. And according to Rashi, again, it has to be beautiful. And is Rashi this over here? Yeah. And because Zeicher LeMikdash, because we're trying to, again, if you remember, in the base of Mikdash, we'll see this later on in the Gemara as well, the Chiyuv was for all 7 days, so it to be Chayiv and beautiful all 7 days. And therefore, even though for us, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it was only for 1 day, but Zeicher LeMikdash, and now in Eretz Yisrael as well, Zeicher LeMikdash, we do it for 7 days. We want to keep the beautiful pre-Eitz Hadar of the Yom Rishon for all 7 days. Zeicher LeMikdash wise, it's not kosher if it would be Yavish, and I understand why it would apply to all the 7 days, because the Zeicher LeMikdash, which was a seven-day obligation of Lulav and Esrog, so we're going to mimic that, model our days after that as well, and therefore Yavish is not allowed at all for all 7 days. Hadar Be'ina V'leka, but Ela Guzzle, but 1 second, what about Stolen Lulav? Mishlam Yom Tov Rishon, I understand why the first day we would say you can't use the Chsiv Lachem, Mishal Lachem, it's got to be yours, and if it's not yours, we know it's not allowed. So if it's stolen, it's not yours yet. What's wrong the second day? It's a kosher looking chefza of a lulav. The object itself is kosher. It has everything you need to have. Looks like a lulav. It's moist. Everything you want to have, it has. It's not yours. Okay, so the first day I can't use it. What's wrong with the rest of the days?
Wait, clarify that again. Yeah. Milo what?
Why would it be possible? Why cannot you not use it the second day? Why cannot you use it the second day? I mean, besides the first day?
Any other day.
What's wrong with the other days besides the Lachem?
Stolen Lulav.
Exactly.
Does Lachem only apply on the first
day? It says, Lachem b'yom harishon. So the pasuk says, Lachem a yom rishon. That's all we need. So what happened the rest of the days? Why is it possible? Stolen Lulav. What's wrong with the stolen Lulav? Right? What do you got to keep? What do you got for us? What do you say? Let me hear. The first day is Doraisa. It's true. So you're saying, therefore, you don't have to what? So we said just now, we said that the first day, if it's stolen, you can't use it. Why? Because you don't own it yet. It's still your dad's. You stole, but it's still your dad's. So it's not yours. You have to use only the first if you own it. But the rest of the days, you don't have to own it the rest of the days. You don't have to own it. So if you don't have to own it, you teach him to be away from the crowd. You join the crowd. You don't teach him to do it. Anyways, the rest of the days, you don't have to own it. So what's the issue? Why is stealing it a problem? Says the Gemara, it's not an issue of the lulav itself being a problematic lulav as far as the chevtsa goes, the item itself. What you've done is you spoiled it. You spoiled a good lulav. Because now it's a mitzvah that comes along through an avera. Did you know that Rishonim spent a lot of time discussing what has to happen to make something mitzvah avera? What has to happen? I mean, is any avera done to anything at all, make it possible automatically? Most of the time we assume not like that. Let's say I stole an item.
Sorry,
I mean, what makes a mitzvah baba vera? Anytime, let's say for example, let's say I stole a lulav and I sold it to Chaim. Mitzvah vera is it? Can you not use it? So the answer is you can use it. Everyone says you can use it. No one says you can't use it in that case. That's the case of Ivankar we have. Because you give it to the next guy, then it's okay. The issue is that the guy who stole it can't use it. You can't use it yourself, and in the process of making it now yours. It's becoming a mitzvah for you while it's in the avera at the same time. It just tastes terrible. It tastes terrible to Hashem. He doesn't want that gift. It's very bitter for Hashem. You're giving him a gift and that's what you give him.
So that means if someone steals food, say in times of difficulty, like a war or something, and they steal food, they shouldn't...
Make a bracha on it. So Tosfos over here has exact discussion over here. It's a great question. It happens to be that if you stole and you were going to die otherwise, you stole because otherwise you're going to die. So it could be that's okay to do. But there's a lot of people weighing in this discussion. You know, if I eat non-kosher food, should I make a bracha? I'm makbid on bracha, but not makbid on kosher yet. Make a bracha. I eat a Yom Kippur. Do I make a bracha on that? Again, assuming that I'm not dying. You know, I choose. I'm hungry. I want to eat. But I'm makbid on brachas. So a lot of the commentators discuss this. It's great detail. Is it bracha rishon and bracha chrona? Could be different. Also, bracha rishon and bracha chrona. There's a lot of discussions that are had. But yeah, it's brought down. If you stole like grains and you make your mafri shkala, it says into mevaracha manayit. It's blasphemy. You want to break a bracha on that? It's blasphemy. So it's not clear whether you make a bracha or not, but it's a big discussion among the commentaries. And Tosfos here quotes that stealing chala case. Okay, but anyways, if you steal a lulav and you want to bring it, you want to use it afterwards. It's mitzvah avera. That's why the rest of these are problematic. Shneimar, it says aveisem gazul es a pisach es a chola. It says that it's talking about a korbanos. You brought a stolen or a pisech, or a lame means something that was crippled, or a cholo, or a sick animal. So Hashem says, all these things here, I don't want these things. I don't need these things. You think you're giving me a gift? You bring this to me? I don't want that. Says the Gemara over here, gazul domel pisech. The Torah places in the same pasuk, or the Navi places the same pasuk, a gazul, a stolen one, as well as a lame one. Just like the lame one has an illness that will not let it ever recover, is no way of fixing it. So too, a stolen animal is the topic of korban zdafka. A stolen korban will not be able to be offered. Rashi wants out of here even after Yeish, even once you've already given hope. I mean, now it's yours. You actually own it now. The guy gave up hope ever getting it back again. He said, I'll never get this. Voili chisaron kiss. I'll never get this thing back again. Even then, you still can't bring it. It might be yours already, but you can't bring because it's a mitzvah avera. And here's the Gemara says over here. Yeah.
The definition of pisach is something that will never.
Well, that's the way Rashi is over here.
Pisach just means lame. You could have a
broken. He says mum kavua. Lacher zman lakrivo. You know, it's like lacher zman lakrivo. Sorry, mum kavua olamisu. It's some disease that it has that it's never going to get better. It's like it's an illness where again it's not a trefa. It's not going to die because of it the next year. But it's something that would define it as being a mum kavua. It's never going to get better. And therefore, you can never bring it, no matter what. And then the Gemara says, back to our case of Gazel, lo shon lefnei yeish, lo shon l'achir. It doesn't matter if the guy already despaired of finding it back. He has yet to do that. or he's already done that. Doesn't matter if lifnei yesh, before he's given up hope, he's still looking to find it. There, it's not yours. Even if you already gave up hope of finding it, and now really it could become yours, we still say it's not okay. So I was like, one second, why? Bishlam lifnei yesh, adam kiyakrif mikem amarachmana. Love the day. I understand before he gets hope of finding it, it says that a man has to offer mikem, like lachem, from your own, the Torah says. And it's not yours yet. There's been no giving up hope yet, so therefore you couldn't own it yet. El achre yeyush. But once the guy gave hope of finding it already, what's the problem? Hakanya b'yeyush. Have you not acquired it with yeyush? You made it yours. Why can I offer a stolen lulav nesrog? Says the Gemara. Oh, el alav. Rather no. It's because of mishud avilei mitzvah abba b'avera. We now proved that Hashem does not like mitzvahs brought through the vehicle of an avera. Even after you now own it, it's no longer, it's now yours completely. He still doesn't want you to have it anymore. He's not interested in you offering this to him. It's disgusting. He doesn't want that at all. The Gemara now gives another example, or he sees it with a little different, just a twist a little bit on it, but it's the same idea we'll see in a minute. V'amar b'yokhanam shim reshub b'nyokhai, my dechsiv, ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat sonei gezel ba'ola. What does it mean when Hashem says, I am Hashem, I love just things, I hate theft in a korban ola. Now why is this brought down again? Why are we doing this again? An ola, well, we'll see, we'll read the first inside, and I'll get back to that. Mashal l'melabat avadam, it's like a human king, shaya over al beis ha-meches. He walks by a tax-collecting booth. The tax collectors. Beis ha-meches. He goes by them. Am l'avadav tzu meches l'moksum. He tells his servants, nu, give the tax to the tax collectors. Am l'av al lo kol meches kolosho chav. What do you mean? He goes in one pocket, comes back in the other pocket afterwards. Why? You take out your one pocket, put it in your other pocket, just keep it yourself. Why go through all the tircha, all the burden of paying him out when it goes back to you anyway. So Amalehem, from me, all the other travelers will learn, and they will not run away. They will not try to escape the meches. They'll see me doing it, and they'll do it themselves as well. Avkadosh Baruch Hu Hashem now as well. Amar ani Hashem sonei gezel ba'ola. I am Hashem. I hate theft in an ola. What an ola mean? What does ola mean? You'll see right now. Mimani yilmadu b'nai. My children learn from me and run from the gezel. Rashi explains over here, an ola is, here, look over here in Rashi. Sona gezel ba'ola. Ba'olos shatem ivinli. And isona yasa gezel shatem goes l'mosam. The olos that you're offering me, I hate when they're stolen. Alvisha kol shali. Even though it's all going back to me, an ola is completely consumed on the fire. There is no part for the bialim. The bialim don't eat any part of the ola. It's offered, and it's completely taken back by Hashem. So you might say, says Rashi, before it was mine, in the end it's mine as well. Who cares whether it was yours or not? You don't get a part of anything physical of that ola. It was mine before. You give it right back to me again. Why do you think I care? I care because I don't want to have a taste of theft with it. I don't need it. But the bialim, the owners don't. I mean, the person. The keva? The keva?
The bit that's actually milk and meat together.
The udder? Chol?
The keva?
The keva, that's where they grow it. That's where they grow the...
And it's not meal to safety.
The enzymes.
Rennet.
But that's not a keva.
The skins also go to the
Kohen.
That's not
Hashem.
What do you mean?
Correct. Right. Lashema aretz umloah. And then it says, Hashemayim shel Hashem aretz son of Bnei Adam. So Gemara Brachos brings down the sixth parak that, yeah, it's all Hashem's until you make a bracha. Then you get it out of yourself. But yeah, you can't take things that don't belong to you before you do the proper mechanism, whatever it is, in order to make it gettable. So in Ola, everything goes, again, even if you, everything goes to the meats are not offered, are not given to the person who's offering them. So he doesn't get anything out of it in the end. I said, still, I don't want it. It was mine before, it's mine again. I don't want it if you can do it that way. I don't want it if you can steal it that way. Okay. Itmar Nami, a statement as well to support this idea. Amar Rebbe Ami, Yavesh Pasul Neshein Hadar. Gazal Pasul Neshein Hadar Vera. Again, we have a support over here once again as to what the problem is of Gezel. We thought originally it was only for the problem of who owns it. But we see over here in the end that the problem of Gezel is again, a support for this idea. It's a mitzvah abba ba'avera. Now this over here, upligid Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, though, argues. What does that mean, argues? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni amar Shmuel. Lo shanu el biyom tov rishon. He argues this. We only learn this din on the first Yontif of Gezel. But on the second day, is the other day besides the first day? Since you're Yotze and Shol, Rashi says over here, Kol Shekein Yotze and Gezel. What's the Kol Shekein? Why is that a Kol Shekein? Look at Rashi over here. It says Rashi. Look at the Om Yotze of Rishon. Below Tido Kedakinan, Hashol Kusher. Do not make the diuk. Do not make the inference like we did already. That we'll see very soon. That Shaul Gazel is not allowed, but Shaul is allowed. Don't do that. Why? The Kol Shekein the Shaul puzzle. That's the next part. I skipped.
The Mitoch Shem Shaul.
Yeah, I skipped. My bad. We'll get back to that 1 minute. Okay. Anyways, put the Rashi on the side. I made a mistake. We'll get back to that 1 minute. The Gemara now assumes that Davka Gazel is puzzle only the first day, not the remaining days. Now, the question is, what happened to Avera? How did that work? He doesn't hold by the concept at all. So Tosfos has one liner. Tosfos here, one liner at the very bottom. Hacha davka shu midraban lochayish mitzvah avera. According to Tosfos, drabanan dinim, we're not going to knock out mitzvah avera for drabanans. Tchiddush. That's what you were saying before. And it's the right person to raisa. Right, Akiva? That's what you said earlier on a little bit. You, Mama, she like Tosfos, like one of the Bali Tosfos. Right, we want to make the drabanan even stronger. Right, when chizuk the Avraham. Right, so this, I guess, not one of those times. You're right. When we do that, it's a good question. Why do we sometimes do that? Sometimes we do Kain Deraisa, sometimes we'd like the Deraisa. That's a good question. When we do what? Okay, so now we have this Rav Yitzchak, the name of Shmuel, who says, we don't have this Avera the rest of the days. The first day is Usser, Puzzle, but since the rest of the days you show, you can also use Guzzle. Mesir of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked the following question. Ulala Guzzle, Yavish Puzzle. That's our Mishnah. If we want to make a Diyuk now, we say, 1 second, but Hashol, Kashra. Where Davka is saying Guzzle's not allowed? But it's implying that you can't steal it, but you can borrow one. You can borrow one. Because borrowing is less offensive than stealing it. Stealing, no. Borrowing, yes. Well, again, whatever the Mishnah is talking about. What are the Mishnah is talking about? The Mishnah says Gazel puzzle. We must say about that Shaul would be kosher. Okay? Because Shaul is less offensive. Now, what are we talking about? Amos. When are we saying such a statement?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When are we saying what a statement?
That we're making a deal. Our Mishnah says Guzzle is not allowed, but we say Shaul would be allowed. Only Guzzle is not allowed, but Shaul would be allowed. When would that be? When would it be a case? Because over here, what does Shmuel say right now? We quote Shmuel as saying that the first day only is Guzzle not allowed, but the other day is Guzzle is allowed. Rashi pointed out, to keep it pointed out, because the first day is Daraisa. The rest of the days is no problem. It's Avera, and you're allowed to use someone else's lulav. Even if you didn't borrow that, you stole it, you're allowed to use it. Which is, our Mishnah is only the first day, not the remaining days. Says the Gemara, I have a problem with that. We make a deal, it says Guzzle, a Yavish or Puzzle, implying Guzzle is Puzzle, but Shaul, which is less offensive, would be kosher. When could that possibly be? Amos, when? Ilema, be able to Rishon, if you want to say it's in the first day, that Guzzle is allowed, sorry, that Shaul is allowed, Guzzle is not allowed, can't be. It says it has to be yours. It has to be yours. It's not yours, this one. You can't use it. So therefore, it can't be that. The Mishnah is talking about the first day, where Shaul will be kosher. Rather, is it not telling us, Davka, Yom Tov Sheni, also it's possible, as we thought originally. V'katani Gazel possible. And the Mishnah is Yom Tov Sheni, and it says Yom Tov Sheni, Gazel is possible as well. So Shmuel wanted to say, Rabbi Yitzchak's name is Shmuel, wanted to say, Davka Guzzle Puzzle the first day only. And at the second days, we say 1 second. Our Mishnah says Guzzle Puzzle, which implies Shaul is kosher. That's we're making that assumption. Assumption we're making right now. It's assumption. Guzzle is not allowed. Shaul would be allowed. What day is Shaul allowed? Not the first day. Only the second days. So if it's Guzzle's Puzzle, Shaul is allowed on the second days. Based on a diuk we just made. We made a diuk in the Mishnah. I'll say it again. One more time?
I thought we said Guzzle was Usser on the first day and Mutter on the...
That's what Shmuel says. We're now saying, pause Shmuel, 1 second. The Mishnah says, Lulav a Guzzle the Yavish Puzzle. What should we infer from that? Guzzle's Puzzle. Whatever the Mishnah is talking about, only Guzzle's a problem and not Shaul. Shaul is less offensive than Guzzle is. Okay? It should be quicker to be allowed. So whatever we say Guzzle's not allowed... Shaul should be allowed. Borrowed should be allowed. Stolen, no. Borrowed, yes. That's what right now we're making an assumption right now. What day is that? What day is Shaul allowed? Not the first day. Because it's got to be Lachem, it's got to be yours. Must be the other days. So the other day Shaul is allowed, but Guzzle wouldn't be allowed. Because our Mishnah then, when it says Gozel is Pasul, and we infer, but Shaul will be allowed, must be talking about even the second days. So we're now asking a kasha on Shmuel, who said a minute ago, as you just pointed out, Shimon, a minute ago he stated that Gozel is allowed the second days. But if we're correct in our assumption that... I'm losing you. I see I'm losing you. Okay. Let me try. Yeah.
You said that first day can't, the second day can take something stolen. Right? And they quoted something else and said, actually, borrowing's okay, but stealing's not. Now, does that apply? And they're saying, well, that applies on the second day. So like you said, but didn't we say on the second day you can steal? No, you can't.
No, we're saying you can't.
Huh. Right. That's a kasha. That's our question. That's a mesa we have right now. That's the question.
Contradiction against Shmuel.
Yep, exactly. The way we read into the Mishnah seems to go against what Shmuel just said. That's the question we have right now. So the Gemara says over here. We made an assumption. So what we made was that Gozel is worse than Shaul, which is a fair assumption to make, right? Stealing is worse than borrowing. Where stealing is not allowed, borrowing would be allowed. That's what we think. And therefore the Mishnah must be the second days, and it says Gozel is not allowed. The kasha on what Shmuel said a minute ago. The kasha. So now, that was all based on assumptions that we made. Says the Gemara. Just give yourself. Rava states, the olam b'yom tov rishon. No. We made a wrong diuk. We thought the Mishnah was talking about the second days even. No, it's talking about the first days. This is what Shmuel is going to say back to this message, to this kasha that we just asked from Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The Mishnah is talking about the first day only. V'lo mi ba'i ka'amar. And the Mishnah was written as a lomi bai. It's a stylistic way of writing a Mishnah. What does that mean, lomi bai? It means I'm going to write one thing. I don't have to say the other one's so obvious. I don't have to tell you the other one even. I mean, it's such an obvious one. I don't have to mention the other one also being the same halacha. What does that mean? Lomi bai Shaul delavdi dehu. I don't even need to mention to you Shaul is not allowed because it's not his. Of course, Shaul is not allowed. It's not lachem. Aval gazul. But when it comes to a soul, lulav maybe ema you'll say. Stam Gzelielish Bailam Hu, that a general case of something is stolen, the owner usually gives up hope of ever finding it back again. And if there's no hope, it means it's Yeish, which means we can assume then that you now own it yourself. And there's more reason to think you'd be Yosei with Gozel than Shaul. Because Shaul's not yours, but Gozel could be yours.
If the owner gave up on it.
Right? Yeish. And therefore now we have a thought for a second in our minds to think, you know what? Gozel's the bigger kiddush that it's not yours, that you can't use it. Because Gozel could be yours in the end. Shaul never could be yours. Maybe Gozel should actually work. So we say, they dummy, a difference like it's yours. Kamash Shalom, we don't say that. So our here, Kamash Shalom means the following thing. We brought down the Mishnah, Lula, Gozel, the other possible. You thought Gozel means that's not allowed, but Shaul is less offensive and should be more likely to be allowed. Gozel's not allowed, so Shaul is allowed. And therefore, what day is talking about over here must be the second days. Because Shaul's not allowed the first days. And Gozel's apostle the second day, so that's against the Binyan Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, you got that all wrong. Gozel's the more likely to be allowed. More than Shaul is likely to be allowed. Gozel should be allowed. Why? Because Gozel can become yours and most likely will become yours one day. It's going to be Lachem one day. The Chiddush is, forget Shaul, of course you can't use Shaul. The Chiddush is that even Gozel can't be used the first day. You might be the owner of it right now. True. But you can't use it anyways because it's a mitzvah of Avera.
You can't ever kosher up the mitzvah of Avera, even if the guy's Yish.
So that's the Gemara's question later on we have. The Gemara on the next Amud is going to ask that question. Can you ever kosher up, to quote you, a case of with Yeish involved in it? That's the question the Gemara is going to ask. We'll get to that Bli Neder tomorrow. We'll stop over here.